USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is hosting a forum at the White House aimed at confronting what civil rights groups, local officials, and academics say is an explosive rise in extremism and white supremacy that threatens the core of America's democracy. This, as current and former FBI agents tell the Washington Times newspaper, that the perceived threat has become overblown under the administration. They say bureau analysts and top officials are pressuring FBI agents to create domestic terror cases and tag people as white supremacists to meet internal metrics. Railroads and labor unions are averting a massive strike after reaching a tentative deal late Thursday night. Word of the deal came after 20 consecutive hours of intense negotiations between railroad unions, workers, and the U.S. Department of Labor. Montana Republican Senator Steve Daine sent a letter to the CEOs of popular social media apps asking them to crack down on the sale of illicit pills on their platforms. Senator Daines tells Fox News that he hasn't heard a response from them yet.
Why is so much time and effort spent on censoring conservative thought, stopping platforms here that promote center-right issues, and allow these drug dealers literally to be online preying on young people?
Dana's adding he wants to see more coordination between social media companies so drug dealers can't just switch from one app to another app. Officials in Martha's Vineyard say they were caught off guard after Florida's governor sent two planes of illegal immigrants to the island. Ron DeSantis has joined Republican governors in Texas and Arizona in shipping illegal immigrants to sanctuary cities in Democratic-controlled states. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
President Biden is set to meet on Friday with Brittany Griner's family and Paul Whelan's sister.
We believe that Russia is wrongfully detaining Brittany and Paul under intolerable circumstances.
Griner and Whelan are facing ongoing detentions in Russia. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre also telling reporters the president remains fully committed to getting Griner and Whelan out of Russia as soon as possible. A satellite test is giving the thumbs up to Einstein's general theory of relativity.
A core principle of Einstein's general theory of relativity has just passed its most stringent test yet. Using a specially designated satellite, an international team of scientists measured the acceleration of pairs of free-falling objects in Earth's orbit. The weak equivalence principle, stating all objects accelerate identically in the same gravitational field, was proven as a fact. From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson is defending his Senate seat in this November midterms. Facing the state's Lieutenant Governor, Democrat Mandela Barnes, on Fox News, Senator Johnson accuses Barnes of purposefully avoiding debates.
He's taken a page out of Biden's playbook, you know, hide out. Maybe not in the basement, but he's not taking questions from the press. They haven't agreed to any debates whatsoever. He can't afford to let Wisconsin know who he is.
The tight Senate race is within the margin of error. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Wendy's new French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me. Did you just say Wendy's new French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.